Sonia Narang has some more local news and resources for us right now. Good morning, Sonia.
Hello, Kevin. I'm back to talk more about vaccine news. So as you've probably heard, in California, many counties are starting to make COVID-19 vaccinations available to educators. So that includes teachers and childcare providers, as well as first responders and food and agricultural workers. And this is under the state's phase 1B. So starting yesterday, the county of San Mateo expanded their vaccinations to include this group as well, as supplies allow. So, even though they've opened it up, it's still very difficult to secure an appointment. So, again, I keep suggesting that folks check out the California State Vaccination website, which is myturn.ca.gov. I have that ingrained everywhere in my mind. Should be tattooed some people's bodies. Also in East Palo Alto, there is a brand new website called Hand in Hand, and it's a new directory of services and resources for the people of East Palo Alto. This is currently in English, and the web developers are planning to put it up in Spanish and some of the Pacific Islander languages. So right now it includes food and resources offered by the Boys and Girls Club of the Peninsula, Nuestra Casa, as well as volunteer opportunities. So I'll include a link to that website, Hand in Hand EPA, on KALW's community resources page. Also in Palo Alto, the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, CZI, has committed $1 million to help restaurants. And this is actually going to launch a new grant relief program that can help restaurant owners pay for things like rent, payroll, and facility modifications to accommodate on-site outdoor dining. So they've just opened up applications. I will put the link on KLW's resources page. You can get up to $10,000 if you run a restaurant. And that deadline is March 8th to apply.
Thanks, Sonia.